Welcome home and happy new year. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We've got so many cool sponsors around here, and in a couple of weeks, I'm putting the band together. We're going to, like, do one of those all in, especially if the Ravens are in the Super Bowl, yeah. Radio Row week. So stay tuned for Crab Cake Row. And, you know, with us for I guess about two decades. I mean, it's going back into the aughts now. It's 24. I saw all those Planet Fitness hats and everybody smooching and all that and New Year's Eve. And, you know, I mean, all Dick Clark, the whole deal. I saw all that. So I figured, you know what? It's time for me to get my PF going here. We're into the new year. Honestly, when I left this guy a couple months ago at the gym, I was still like sort of struggling with some core strength. I took some of his advice. And so much so that I need to, I don't know, where can I get a good massage? Where can I get a good hydro massage? Quinn Daly, my man Q, joins us back from Planet Fitness to start the new year right. You know, I get at this honest because I came out and I met you on your own turf, right? I mean, I came out, we walked the gym, we talked about weights, my age, what other people were doing. And it's New Year's and I'm thinking like, is the gym a little more crowded today than it was a week ago? Q, be honest with me.
It's getting there. I will say, you know, day by day, we're starting to get those people to start their journeys for sure.
Well, and I guess from starting a journey, I could tell you my journey happened when I got pictures back in 2006. I was 38 years old. My wife and I went to South America, drank a lot of wine, ate a lot of red meat, you know, had a lot of fun. And we chased the stones around. And I got the pictures back and I'm like, you know, it looked like I had like a chipmunk, like I had stuff in my, and I'm like, are those my jaws? What do I weigh? And then I got weighed and then I had a friend who challenged me that I would never get back to the weight on my driver's license, which was then 148 pounds. And he laughed at me and he threw my license at me. He's like, you'll never weigh that again. I weighed about 180 then. You know, my wife may say 178. I think she's being generous. I weigh, as we sit here today, 151, always within 2-3 pounds of that, no matter how much eggnog or cookies. But, man, I had to find, you know, my creator and find my mojo and find a place where I could take better care of myself. And I, you know, I'm unabashed about that. I was called Doughboy. I was called Meatball for years as a kid. So like, and anybody that knows me from Hollabird knows that all that's true. And, you know, so I come at it honest, Q. I am that guy. We're talking to that gal, whoever you identify out there is where you are. Even if you hurt yourself, this is an opportunity. And I want you to come on and talk about what you find this time of year, because I don't want to say you save lives, but you sort of, you know, somebody comes in there and they find fitness and they find a better way of doing things. Yeah. It adds quality of life. And I guess that's my point.
Big time. And you ended off with one of the things that I want to hone in on, in 2024 and, you know, years to come. Number one, I always start off the new year by saying every day is a resolution, right? People normally want to wait until January 1st to resolve certain things that they know they should have, or, you know, they jump straight into action as to what they should be doing as opposed to preparing themselves. And that's when we get the trickle off effect, right? As opposed to getting that mindset of, all right, I know this change did not happen overnight, so I won't expect it to be tomorrow when I do see change. So it has to be, like you said, a part of life, but a lifestyle for sure.
I always tell people in any time of crisis or wherever they're going, be good to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Like I've had to learn, I'm 55 years old. I, you know, we've all had that morning. We've been hard on ourselves or got on the scale or saw a picture we didn't like, or, I mean, even before I came home with you, I got to say this for everybody at PF, I want to let you know they started the year right. I wasn't going to like jump in the shower and shave it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look good to start the year here and do my Planet Fitness. But you know, I'm very fond of everything all of you do at Planet Fitness. And we've been doing this so long, and look, I don't want to be the guy that's, you know, goes to church twice a year or just shows up on New Year's Day or just shows up on Cinco de Mayo or just shows up on a day, because that's not, I mean, we both know, and you're being, you're being dishonest with yourself if you think that's where it is. But you're also being dishonest with yourself. You think you can't start, and you think you can't start by having a good habit. And I've always told you this, and I always joke with Justin, which everybody comes on. I say, you know, I went to this is the funniest start because I started to think about a massage the other day, and I thought I went to Holiday Spa. Wasn't even Bally's then. Holiday Spa in 1982. They called it a spa because they wanted to make it sound like some place you would just
Fancy.
get fanned, and you know they would just feed you grapes, right? You know what I mean? And then you realize, oh, it's a, you got to do something
Gym.
besides just go in and sweat, right, or whatever. And you know, I think there's a thing about fitness and the word fitness in Planet Fitness. The fitness is different for everybody. And I loved from the beginning there was Lunk Alarm and Judgment Free and all of these things that I know, you know, as a brand ambassador for what you've done for all of these years, and even as it expands, and I kid you about the massages, but they it's true. And if you missed our segment from a couple of months ago, Q's going to fill us in on all that. But you know, for me, with making that first step, that there's so many people that just feel like, you know, a short walk is, you know, a good place to start. But when you join it, a place like Planet Fitness, it costs a lot of money. I guess that was my point about Holiday Spa. This was a real decision about a monthly bill that was a lot. There was a fee. It was all of that. And I think for anybody my age who's for, you know, hadn't been to a gym in a while, or they joined and paid too much and didn't go enough, or whatever, that, or they just went because of the pool or this or that, that they really, when you get to your 50s and things happen, you know, you want to get strong, you need a starting point. And you need, honestly, I loved my time with you because I like people that are smarter than me telling me what I should or shouldn't do. And that's where I think you really have a lot of help and a lot of assistance when you come into a Planet Fitness. Not only is it really affordable, where it really wasn't 40 years ago, but from the minute you walk in, it isn't stacks and weights, and it's very welcoming to say, what are we trying to get done here to make our life better in April, measurably, than it is in January?
Yes, sir. That's the truth. I mean, we have people like myself, fitness training support managers, general managers, and the trainers at the grassroots level, ready to exactly what you said at the door. I want to, give you a hello. When you're leaving out, I want to give you a goodbye. So I'm a part of your journey, just like you're the pilot of such. In this year, definitely we've already passed the sedentary sit down time with COVID. We're getting back into moving a lot more, having people in a brick and mortar building. But we still have, exercises. If a person is still preparing, I want to keep using that word, prepping themselves to come into the gym and attack that New Year's resolution as they wish to, and I want you to. But we have the Planet Fitness app, which is free to everybody, right? So you can go on there and you can see my guy Teddy. He'll take you through a full workout. I'm
My
even on there.
Facebook friend, dude, he had a hell of a holiday. I mean, I have
Yes.
pictures, and I mean, to have
Going crazy.
friends, every, you know. So shout out to you, bro. So I mean, I
Yes, yes,
saw him
yes.
out there. Yeah.
We have a plethora of educated trainers, digital and in person, that you can go see. So you're not alone in this at all. I want to make that very clear. You are not alone in this process.
I always love having Quentin Daly on because it makes me think of the basketball player Quentin Daly from many years ago, who you're not related to. And I always, you know, would make that point. But for my sports audience out there, because it's Raven season around here, I don't know if you've heard or not. We're pretty good. Tell everybody what you do because you have a fancy title. And the day I spent with you, we were out at a really premier location with new massage, new light therapy, just all sorts of fascinating things that maybe at the holiday spa level 40 years ago we weren't thinking about, but also maybe people thought that there was a, you know, you have to pay $100 a month to have these kinds of things. And I spent a whole day with you out there. It was really what it was spa like, and in many ways. I'm a little stronger now. I've been really stretching and PTing and really trying to work on my weaknesses, which there's a New Year's thought, right? Like if you don't work on your weaknesses, they decay and then your knee buckles. And here I am, 17 years later after a knee surgery where I had chondromalacia. And 17 years later, it's acting up, Q, you know? So, you know, I've been working on it. And but I've been getting stronger through all of this. When I came out to visit you, we were in Owings Mills, Randallstown, Reisterstown area, and I think of you as being like the headquarter guy there because you knew everybody, everybody knew you and all. But the truth is, like, you're in Elkton one day. I mean, you're all over the state because what you do is get the people ready when they come in and they're 55 and they had a back surgery 17 years ago and they probably squatted too much as a catcher, played far too much tennis, played far too much street ball, played tackle football when we didn't wear. We did
Pads, no pads at
stupid-ish,
all.
right? Like, right? Like, all that, right? I did all of that as a kid. Everybody that knows me knows all that. And my knee's hokey, my back's screwy. And, you know, I'm not going to get hurt up, which is why anybody knows I'm yoga, I'm non-contact. That's why I don't play pickup basketball. I'd love to pick up a tennis racket. Maybe when I get my back repaired or, but like, for me, I would come into you and say, I just don't want to get hurt, right? And I think you blew me away with the science part of the knowledge of how much science there is for someone like you to know. But then you train these folks and you want them to meet me at the front door in Dundalk, Towson, Golden Ring, Annapolis, wherever they are, and say, all right, where are you? Because everybody's coming in at a different level at this point, and nobody's coming in to be Schwarzenegger. Let's stop with that.
Big time, big time. I mean, I make a point for most of my trainers, my staff, to understand you want to meet the person where they are, right? If you give them this cookie cutter way about exercising, you get that effect. You get, oh, you know, too much impact on my ankles, knees, and hip. You get too much torque on my lower back, too much torque on my thoracic spine, things like that. And as spending time as a fitness training support manager. So I am the one that goes to the trainer to say, hey, here's how we can cater to this demographic better. You know, we always talk about special populations. We have adolescents, we have the elderly, and we have pregnant. Those things, you know, for a person just going out to get a certification or trying to start to train, they might not think about that avenue or people that have pre-existing injuries, COPD. How can I meet you where you are so that this experience is enjoyable, number one, but also is progressive, right? Now, there are times in which, and we know this, Nestor, we get stagnant, we plateau. But having somebody like myself, like my trainer, Kayla, they always have the antidote, if you will. You know, we never prescribe, but we always have that antidote as to, all right, let's try this. You know, in the next 1 to 2 weeks, we should see some progress. And it's not throwing the whole kitchen sink, it's those small wins that's going to elevate to those big ones. And we'll get into, you know, the science behind rest and recovery in a second, but for sure, that's what we do here at Planet Fitness.
Well, look, man, we've all been hurt in one way or another. If we're old enough, I never broke arms or legs or any of that stuff when I was a kid. But as I've gotten older, I guess the old sports injuries and breaking down and at some point back, hips, all that. The notion that people are coming in there, everybody's coming in there imperfect to some degree. It's one of the reasons they're there. And to say, this is something I got to be careful about the old football injury, whatever that is, you know, and to start themselves by having a strategy, right? Like, I always talk about that with gambling, with all the things we talk about here that are vice oriented or life oriented.
Very
It's
true.
just, know your outcome before you come in and know your goals before you come in to say, what am I really trying to do? And if it's, I don't want to say something simple like lose 5 or 10 pounds if that just makes you feel better in the mirror, but I think there's a part of strengthening that I've understood that you never could have told me this when I was young and sexy and vain, Q, that it's more about the number on the scale, right? Because I think society just has a I started this whole thing with what I weighed, right? That's the measurement, right? I mean, just it we measure things, right? But I think that the measurement is, hey, did I sleep well? Am I waking up? Am I moving well? Am I, can I sit in the car and make it to Philadelphia without my back feeling like it's going to break without me having to get up and stretch around? How much stretching do I need to do before and after? And how can I approach this to have better days for my knee, for my cartilage, for weight bearing, for standing during this segment, maybe sitting in the next segment? Like all of these postural things where I sit here and stare at a screen. Have I told you we're doing a crab cake row thing in February? So I mean, I do all this exciting stuff and I sit here and stare at screens and computers and crank my neck and do all of this stuff. I just find that hour and a half that I have, that's my outlet, right? My wife took a 3 mile walk in the woods the other day. It takes whatever that outlet is to get out and, as everybody at Planet Fitness would say, move. right? Get out and move at this time of the year. But I think specifically for what you guys do and getting into a routine and having help and meeting new people and the resolution of all of that is it's really affordable, right? I mean, I think that's the thing that anybody
Yes.
can come in and give this a try if you haven't done it. And if you're, you know, if you're old school and you've been to gyms before, I think you'll find a different experience. I mean, I know I found a different experience when I came in with you a couple of months ago than what I remember before the plague.
That's the truth. I mean, in the experience now, small plug, if you will, the company is allowing to, you to sign up for 24 cents. You know what I mean?
24
And
cents, what?
24 cents, sir. 24 cents for the $10 a month membership, a classic membership, a way to get in, and you still have access to those things we talked about, the trainer and the app, where you can still get education at the palm of your hand or education in person. And as you spoke to, you spoke to a few great points about, coming in with that pre-existing injury and knowing, hey, this might suck. That's the we'll have our starting point saying, all right, I'm scared, or I want to make this better, but I know it's going to be difficult. Then we have a person like Kayla to say, hey, you don't have to go after the intense exercises that you see your favorite fitness model on Instagram doing. Here's a way we can mimic that same effect and get the same result. And once again, going back to my words, the small wins, they add up, and the mentality of making a change or behavioral change. A lot of people, they do the race, as I call it. They pre-contemplate. I know fitness is a benefit, right? Then they contemplate. Maybe I should get a Planet Fitness membership. And then they prepare themselves. I'm gonna go get the best water bottle. I'm gonna go get the leggings that I like, that fit, that make me feel comfortable. And then they go into action. But what we see a lot of times, is the skip of contemplation, pre-contemplation, and preparation. If we skip those three, we are at a deficit, if you will. Just like you helped me out setting up my audio. Hey, here's the steps in which you need to take in order to be successful. I might have been heard without the audio setup I have right now, but you
Would have
had a
been like
better
half a
way.
workout.
Exactly. It would have been half a workout. It would have been half a workout. So those things right there, don't skip that part to the point where you're susceptible to injury, to falling off a lot faster, to not having the support group that you needed. So using that 24 cents down, coming in, getting that classic membership, you can still upgrade it if you wanted to. And if you want, choose to come in as a Black Card member, you get these amenities to rest and recovery, like our hydro massage beds, our massage chairs, our cryotherapy lounge, all of those in which you've tried
I love
and
the
will.
hydro. The hydro is the one. I didn't like the one that beat on me too much. But you know, the punching bag thing, which you know felt kind of good in certain places and other places like, oh, not there. But the hydro thing, I love that thing. And I
That is
love the
it.
light, the tell everybody what that thing's about because it was sort of space trippy, I thought.
Yes. So we spoke on, you talk about that 45 minutes to an hour you spend to yourself, that therapy time, if you will. I see exercise as therapeutic. I release those feel-good chemicals, dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin, oxytocin. But
And you also
the
focus on effort, right? You know what I mean?
boom.
Like to me, that's people like, why do you like hot yoga? And I would tell you, it's because there is no phone, there is no wife, there is no life, there is no radio station, there's no blog to write, there's no charity week to plan for, there's only how can I get into this pose and how can I
Exactly.
stay there and how can I breathe through it? And the only thing I'm thinking about in that moment is that.
Yes,
And maybe
yes.
the song that's playing if it's going well. You know, maybe.
You're a lot more conscientious when you're dealing with self, and it's not one of those self-centered things, right? If some people have their fitness goals for other people, I want to be there for my kids. I want to extend life a little bit longer, so I'll make sure that I see them graduate or see them get married. Those things are the big wins that people might not see right away, but as you keep going in it, you will get there. But going back to your question, well, pose it for me one more time, so I make sure I got it right.
No, I was asking more about training and trainers and
Yes.
when people come in, they don't really know. Dude, I'll be honest. I walked into your place a couple, I mean, literally walked in. I had a bag, like you said, like I didn't walk in jeans. Maybe I did and change or whatever, but either way, I'm there to see everything and fit in. And to my point, I guess some people had headsets on and they're jamming to their music and they're in their own world. You know what I
Yes.
mean? And that's their workout. And that's like their time to not be on a computer, to not have a boss, to not have be what, you know, like wherever it is. And I think there's a lot of different ways to do that. We were talking about the light therapy and about you meet me at the door and I'm like, man, there's free weights here and there's machines I recognize there and there's something over there that I do not recognize at all. And that looks like monkey bars over there. And that looks like something that might hurt my back. And, you know, things you recognize and things you don't recognize. But then you put me into this James Bond bed. And you know what I mean? And I'm like, this is
The
fancy.
wellness
You know
pod.
what? They did not have that at Holiday Spa. I'm going to be honest with you back in the day.
So we are definitely progressing in what you speak of, and I want everybody to try this out is the wellness pod. And it is a way to unplug from the daily hustle and bustle, boss in your ear, kids in your ear, spouse in your ear, if you will, or the stresses of the go, go, go. So that wellness pod, they could be a 10-minute meditation. It could be a scenic route through Paris. It could be a scenic route through the Maldives. Things like that, just to take you away from where you are for a moment. Now, this is not a replacement to exercise, but it is a portion mentally that we need to tap into, because you have to work, as Lynn Brick says, you have to work your mental health as well, right?
Well, you know, you're no longer on York Road anymore. You're like somewhere else for a couple minutes
That's it.
before you
That's
put
it.
on your Jay-Z or your Van Halen, whatever you're listening to. Quinn Daly's here. He's Q. You know, he's our pal from Planet. Tell everybody your fancy title again, because I, you know, always get this wrong.
Fitness training support manager.
Fitness training support manager. You
Yes,
train the
sir.
trainers,
I
basically.
train the trainers.
How many locations now, and how often are you getting around? And and you know, how many are going, you know, full on to where they have the massage therapy and the light therapy and all the things you guys are doing?
So a lot of our new builds, we had one in Wheaton not too long ago, and they're going to be having some new equipment out there for you guys to go check out. Places like Owings Mills that you had spoke to, but altogether we have around 36, now 37 with Wheaton Planet
Okay.
Fitness clubs in Maryland, let alone our territories in Florida, Washington State, and Tennessee, but. A lot of these new builds. If you see those big trucks or those moving vans in front of your local Planet Fitness, I'm pretty sure they're gonna have your new wellness pod, maybe a cryo lounge, and some new hydro beds for you, for
Well, I
sure.
love these wise chats with you, bro. Q, come back on frequently. Please come and be a part of our Crab Cake Row week in February. I definitely want you out for that, and I will get in. And man, that seriously, that the hydro, that was. I'm thinking about that right now. Like, you know, it just would feel nice, right? I mean, literally, there are things in your life that you've enjoyed, and there are things in your life you're like, all right, I wouldn't do that again. That's one of those ones I'm sort of, it's like having a good meal. You crave it again. You're like, all right, I want to go do that again, you
Big
know?
time, big time. There is actually a piece that I wanted to speak to about that, because if we talk about the tension of exercise, we're normally tightening muscle, right? And to be able to relax it, there is science behind it, right? And if you go to your physical therapist, they might even talk to you about this, massage therapist, they may speak about this, but you can get this, for pennies on the dollar at our clubs.
Well,
There is okay.
no, go ahead. There is.
There is a inflammatory style response, if you will, to exercise, right? Swelling. It happens. It happens to all of us. Some people call it a pump, but if you have pre-existing injuries, normally it comes with a little swelling of the area that was injured before. So the hydrobed compressive massage, they're pushing water into the fascia in the muscle. It dissipates that inflammatory, oh, that inflamed
Felt nice. It
response.
felt a lot different than like hands do, right? Like it,
Exactly.
right? So it's just a different kind of pressure, but I liked it. So
It'll
I'm
help you
in.
get back into the gym faster, for sure.
I certainly could, and it's a unique sensation. It's unlike anything else. I had a water bed for 20 years, and it was like, but the water bed didn't do that. It just heated up sometimes. He is quitting daily. Nobody, whatever happened to water beds? They probably, maybe that's when my back screwed up. Maybe they were lying to me back in the 80s. I'm not sure. Planet Fitness, they will take great care of you. He dropped Lynn's name and Victor. We got to get them on to discuss the John W. Brick Mental Health Foundation, all the good stuff that they're doing. Because I get the emails all the time, and it's been a little while. I need Victor to come pep me up around here, get me ready for Lamar Jackson and some Super Bowl activity. Right? Everybody worked up at PF about the Super Bowl and the Ravens? Or
Well,
yeah.
it's a mixed bag, man. But yes, from East to West Baltimore, we're definitely hype about, them
It is
boys
a mixed
clinching.
bag. We're too damn close to Pittsburgh, Philly, DC. You got, Yin's come down here, and I mean, yeah, I married a Patriot fan, so
Hey, listen, I Foxborough can have the cold weather, but we'll take the clinch for right now in a first week bye.
All right, so I'm telling everybody, sit around, eat wings, drink beer, watch football. Get out to Planet Fitness. Take good care of yourself out there. As I always say, be good to yourself. It's a new year. If you're thinking about it, do it. And get in there. And 24 cents?
Can't beat it. 24 cent
I'll
startup.
fund it for 24 cents. All right. I mean, I'll pay. It's my 25th anniversary, so I'll pay 24 cents to get you on your way. Q, we'll see you soon. Hopefully next
Yes, sir.
month. And thanks for coming on. Thanks for always making time. You're a great guest, man.
Man, I can't wait to be back.
Quinn Daly, he is the give everybody the train
Fitness training support manager.
fitness training support manager. I'm
Fitness
taking
training
notes.
support
All right,
manager.
there it is. I'm
Yes,
gonna give you a
sir.
chief title sometime soon, or
Do that. Do
yeah,
that. That's
I'm gonna
what I
do that.
need. Make me feel
Absolutely.
good.
Well, it's a new year, 2024. Onwards and forwards, as we say. We're planning the one of the biggest charity events we've ever done. It's Radio Row Week, the week of February 5th. We're hoping the Ravens will be out in Las Vegas. The weather won't be as good where we are, but it'll still be a good time. We're doing a great cause. We'll be telling you more about that. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery chipping in, giving us tickets to give away. I still have some leftover. They don't smell as much like gingerbread. Maybe it's because Christmas is over. Oh, now I need to make them smell like eggnog or peppermint or whatever. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90 Nation, and Jiffy Lube MultiCare, getting us out on the road. And I swear I'm going to get my oil changed this week. My wife has mentioned it twice. New Year, I shaved for the segment. I mean, I'm trying to get into the new year swing thing with meaningless football for a couple of weeks, but I'm going to do my best. Luke's out in Owings Mills. Any breaking news will happen first on the WNST tech service, brought to you by Coons Baltimore 4. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.